So, no, we're a family integrated church. So we, look, we do have, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, we have mother baby room, we have a father baby room. We have, you know, we have things for the kids to do afterwards as well. It's not that we expect them to just be, you know, sitting in church like the adults from 1 year old. However, we're training them to be part of the church service, okay? Family integrated church, they're integrated. Now, there are other reasons for that. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But you're in Matthew 19. Matthew 19 and verse 13 says, "Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them." So the disciples here, I believe, are like those sort of overzealous ushers and deacons in churches, if you've ever been into those sorts of places, where they're literally trying to wrestle your child off you. Then I've been to churches like that, where you walk in there, right, children are going over there, and you're, oh, wait a second, I've literally just come to your church. I've never met any of you before, but you expect me to send my child off to some random room somewhere and to be with people, I don't even know who, where they have like this rotation of just, anyone, let's we'll get a lady, we'll get a guy involved this time. They seem all right, they can teach the kids at Sunday school. I mean, the kids are important, aren't they? Is it important what they're being taught? Don't you want to know what they're being taught? Yeah, how can you know what they're being taught if it's private to where you are? Who's responsible for those children? Their parents, aren't they? Who's their spiritual head? Who's their spiritual leader? Their father. They should know what their kids are being taught, right? Not wondering what on earth they're being taught. And look, a lot of places, it's amazing what they are being taught in these places as well. So the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Suffer, little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. So we want our children to be where Jesus is in the midst, don't we? Yeah, we're not all like falling down, you know, with the Spirit hitting us and barking like dogs. And no, but we believe that the Holy Spirit's in this room, don't we? Yeah, I believe the Holy Spirit's here right now, and I want the kids here and not like tucked out somewhere else where the Word of God's not being preached, where the Bible's not being read. No, we want the children where Jesus Christ is as well. We don't want them getting taught who knows what by who knows what, do we? And a lot of the time it gets to that where it's who knows what is even teaching them, okay? And look, just on that as well, look, if you're that sort and you're some sort of wicked person, what sort of ministry do you think you might go into? Because what do these people always go into? And away from church life, what are they generally sort of jobs that these sort of predators go into? Places with jobs with vulnerable people. We're talking about this recently. You name it, from like care jobs to school jobs to just where there's vulnerable people, you will see predators. So we don't really want to send our kids off to a place where there's basically just all these children and who knows who looking after them. Okay? Should be clear, should be obvious, shouldn't it? And again, there are many reasons that we want them in church as well, not just for that reason. And okay, because look, dads and where they're absent mums, because look, there's many different situations in our lives as it is, are responsible for knowing what their children are being taught, like I said. That they're responsible, they're the spiritual head, they should know what their children are being taught. Hi there, Brother Ian Taverner here at Shore Foundation Baptist Church UK. I'd like to show you today how the Bible says that you could be 100% sure that if you died today, you are going straight to heaven.